Do I have a moment?
Yeah, please.
No, the first time I was ever on the air, I was visiting my aunt Julie out in Sag Harbor, Long Island. And one summer, this was, I think, I can't pin it down now. Sammy Davis Jr. had a song, I've Gotta Be Me, that was popular at the time. And when I went to Sag Harbor one summer, across the cow pasture, across the street from my aunt's house, was this radio tower. And I went, whoa, look at that. So I went over there, I was scoping out the place with my little 8-transistor radio plugged into my ear.
Right.
Looking at windows, and finally the DJ popped his head out and said, what are you doing? I told him, so I went in there, and that was the first time I was on the air. I introduced the Sammy Davis Jr. Song.
He put you on the air.
Huh?
He put you on the air. That's great. That's just like the scene in American Hot Wax.
Yeah.
Actually.
Right, yeah, sort of like that. But Paul Sidney was a far cry from Wolfman Jack.
Right. So,
I just called to say, Glenn, congratulations. You're doing a great job. This is a, I heard you mention earlier today or yesterday a stunt that hasn't been done really in this country for a long time because of the formats of radio stations. They just don't allow it.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you guys have that freedom to do it, and we're all pulling for you.
That's great. You know, it really thrills me that I'm hearing from a lot of radio people and stuff like that.
Have you talked to Dan Ingram yet?
You know, I called Dan Ingram, and he was supposed to call in yesterday morning for an interview, and I spoke to him twice about it, and I'm sure he was very sincere, but we never got it together. I don't know if we didn't hear the phones ringing because we've been so busy here, because we
right.
have a...
Well, you don't have a private line for Dan Ingram?
We had a hotline, yeah, but it also rings as quietly as the rest of the phones when I have the speakers blasted or when there's a news crew in the room, because we've had constant constant stream of visitors.
Uh-huh.
Will you come by and visit?
I don't know if I'll have the chance.
I'll wait for you. If it takes you a couple of weeks, I'll just stay on the air until you're ready.
Yeah, call Friedman up and tell him, look, I'm staying.
Oh, he's into it, man. He'll let me stay.
Oh, will he?
Yeah.
Is this the same guy who threw you out of the station a few years ago?
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it is.
By the way, my friend Stanley, who Stan at night.
Yeah, Stan's still here.
Yeah, I work with him in New York. He sends his regards. He gave me the number. And
oh, that's great. Call. Stan still works there?
Yeah. Well, he shows up.
Uh-huh.
That's
Excuse me.
One final thing.
Uh-huh.
I saw an article about you in the Star Ledger on Friday.
Right.
Is that photograph really representative of the way you look now?
I didn't see the Ledger on Friday. Well,
okay.
But probably so. I'm huge now. I've gained tons of weight in the last few years.
I remember. Why? Come on. Come on.
I remember you and I used to talk about how, you were a fat kid, you said, right?
Yeah,
and so was I, and I was I was chubby when I knew you, but then I got skinnier years later,
right?
And I've just blown up again.
Well, the last time I saw you had to be I don't know how many years ago when you were doing record fairs over in Hoboken.
Yeah, it was at a record fair, and I always regretted that day because there were an incredible amount of distractions. And then when you came in and you were there, I always always wanted to be on mic with you. I always wanted to bring you on the air with me. It just was the wrong time. I was completely crazed, and I always regretted letting you get away without going on mic that afternoon.
Well, tell you what, how about some Sunday afternoon I just stop by, call you up in advance, maybe make arrangements to stop by, and we just say hello to each other.
Yeah, I would love that.
I would like it, too.
I would love that. Actually, a few months ago, I tried to call the old station, I don't know if you want me to say the call letters or not now.
We've gone through so many. It was HBI, then WNWK.
Right.
And then that was sold, and now it's a whole bunch of AM stations that the company has across the country. I am the big honcho in the control room in New York.
Are you really?
Oh, yeah.
You
may touch my sleeve.
That's great. Yeah, I actually tried to get a hold of you. I tried to get a phone number to track you down not long ago.
Oh, Glenn, I'm really, as somebody who knew you back when you were just goofing off and having fun on radio, you're still doing it.
Yeah.
And good for you.
Yeah. Thanks,
congratulations.
Man. Thanks, and I would probably have never gotten a chance to do it You know, I mean, I got the time slot because it was easy. I gave them $45, but I probably never would have learned much if you didn't you know, take me under your wings and try to teach me a few things. You did. You really did try to teach me a few things about radio.
Now play Bette Midler, Wind Beneath My Wings.
Right? I used to
You dare.
I used to emulate, I used to emulate your approach. Even I used to steal your lines and stuff like that when I do my show.
I was stealing them from Dan Ingram.
Yeah, of course, of course. And so, you know, years later, I cut out the middleman. I just steal them from Dan myself now.
Well, again, good for you. Congratulations. I know you're going to make it through this. We're going to read your name in the Guinness Book.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate
Excellent.
It. I'm thrilled to hear from you. And this kind of phone call is, you know, the reason that I will make it, because it's really
All
inspiring.
Right. Go for it, babe.
Thanks very much.
Glenn, take care.
Take care, Chris.
Bye-bye.
Wow, Chris Scott, my radio mentor from my first radio station, WHBI. Now, that's cool. It doesn't get much better than this. Hi, you're on the air.
Jonesy.
Yes.
10-year listener supporter.
Hey, how are you?
Good. You are killing me, man. I love it. This is so compelling. I just did a pickup gig up in Vernon, New Jersey.
Uh-huh.
And I had to announce to the whole crowd how I would much rather be home listening to Jonesy. And nobody knew what the hell I was talking about. All they wanted to hear was more Van Morrison, the
right.
bastards.
Right. Play one more.
Yeah, exactly. Play the hits, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But God bless you, man.
Thanks.
I got your back.
Thanks a lot.
And as soon as the hallucinations kick in, I'm there with you.
Okay.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Gee, this is fun. Why would I want to go home and go to sleep? Hi, you're on the air.
Jonesy.
Yes.
How you doing?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. You're doing awesome.
Thanks.
I was wondering where the original idea for this came from, like where you got it from.
Ken Friedman, the station manager, sent me a wire service story via email of some people in Malaysia who attempted a similar stunt, and he wrote in the subject heading, "Get in training." And Ken was, you know, he knows that I like stunts like that, and he wasn't really serious. I mean, it didn't seem feasible for us to do this, and I called him up immediately in his office to let him know how serious I was about trying to do this, and he made it happen.
And like how long in the process has it been going on for?
It was like 6 months ago when he first sent me the wire story. I have it in my email file, and I think it was like 6 months, approximately 6 months ago, and we kicked it around. You know, we didn't really like take it seriously until a couple of months ago, and then we just. He chose a date and went for it.
This has been, I don't know, it's amazing. The whole, it's completely compelling. Just, I don't know, I think it's between every song we hear you, you know?
You hear something, even if I come on and growl.
Yeah, and, you know, we hear the ups and downs, and mm-hmm. it's absolutely marathon. I mean, the endurance, the challenge of it is just completely captivating, and it's just remarkable. I mean, as long as you can go, I think you'll have an audience listening.
Well, it may sound phony, but if that's true, then that's then I've accomplished something.
Yeah,
if I've made radio compelling.
Yeah, you've definitely done it. I mean, it's great that FMU is doing this. It's putting them huge on the map, and we could hear you feeding off the audience too, and
mm-hmm.
feeding off the emails and everything. Are you smoking a lot in the studio?
I am, but I'm a cluster smoker, and while I am smoking a lot, I don't think I'm smoking too much.
Okay.
I tend to go 8 hours without smoking at all, and then I'll smoke for 5 hours straight.
All right.
Normally, so I think I'm spacing them out a little bit.
Excellent.
If for no other reason, I'm too distracted to think about lighting up.
Yeah. When's Breckman scheduled?
Oh, we did Breckman yesterday.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What time?
Yeah, it'll be on the archives, I guess. I assume they're going out as we do this.
Okay.
We did Breckman. When did we do Breckman? Does anybody remember? At 3 o'clock yesterday.
No, it was like 8.
Okay.
No, it wasn't that late. It was about about 3 o'clock.
So you're not. Are you hallucinating at all by any means or anything?
No, I think it's too early for that. You know, I mean, really, how long have I been on? This is only the second night.
And you're not, are you expecting it? I mean, I know there's been a lot of hype about it.
Everyone says that, but yeah. I don't know. And I assume if it really does happen, it won't be real bad or anything. And there'll be plenty of people here to hold my hand.
Yeah.
I'll have Nick holding one hand and Crow holding the other, and Lindsay will be cupping my head, telling me it's not really there. So I don't really think I have to worry about that.
Excellent. All right, Jones. Have a great time. I hope to keep hearing you for the next few days. And you're doing just, I mean, keep it up. You're doing remarkable.
Thanks a lot.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jonesy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
You know, what you're doing is kind of special. And last night you did something else that was special, too. You played the DBs on the air.
Uh-huh. I used to play the DBs all the time years ago.
I never heard them on the air before, and I've known about them since the late 80s.
Really? Well, in the late 80s, I used to play them pretty regularly on my show. I used to play a lot of different bands than I play now.
I'm sorry that I missed it, but what can you say?
I don't even know who chose it for me, really. I mean, you know, a lot of this programming is, you know, my fellow staff members handing me records that they think will amuse me, that they think is in lines with what I like.
Right.
And, you know, I'm just a machine in that respect. And then other times I'll jump out and have a burst of energy and run around the room and grab a few records. But, you know, it's a joint effort.
This event is kind of compelling.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it really is. And I got your video clips on the TV, on the radio, on the TV last night. That was cool when you said, oh, I'm going to be on this station. And I had to quickly turn to that station and tape it.
Yeah, I was real excited. I cannot contain myself, so I'll always tell you if I know what station we're going to be on.
Unfortunately, I can't get you on the internet because either I'm not that capable or I just don't have your equipment, man.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you keep going, man.
Okay.
You saved the terrible Memorial Day weekend.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it, man. Okay, since this is the DJ category, I'm going to play one song and then we'll go back to the phones just so that we are continuing to DJ as we are supposed to. And then we'll get right back to the phones momentarily. Right now we're going to play a request for the Specials, Enjoy Yourself, and this is from Gordon. It came over the internet sometime several hours ago, so Gordon probably won't even hear it, but it's a great song anyway. Here are the Specials. Enjoy yourself, and hang on and keep calling because we'll be right back with you.
I'm going to enjoy myself first. It's good to be wise when you're young, 'cause you can only be young but for once. Enjoy yourself and have lots of fun. Enjoy yourself.
That's the specials. Enjoy yourself. And we'll go back to the phones now. 201-200-WFMU. Hi, you're on the air. I guess not. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Jonesy.
Yes.
This is Beantown Hendry calling from the IBJ New England.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, what's going on?
I'm just doing a radio show here.
Just got back from the Loop Lounge.
Uh-huh.
And you are the talk of the joint tonight, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody who came in, first thing came out of their mouths, you listen to Jonesy tonight? That's all the guys who work there, everybody who's been hanging out there tonight, that's all they've been saying is, you know, did you hear this certain part of the show? Did you hear this? Did you hear him play this? Did you hear him play that?
Uh-huh.
And when everybody left, you know, everybody had their pretty much car radios locked in at 91.1 to hear what, you know, Jonesy was going to do next.
That's great.
And the cool thing is, I don't know if you know about this, Jones, but they got posters up on the walls of the Loop wishing you the best.
Really?
In your attempt at
That's
the,
great.
And guaranteed cinch of the world record.
Yeah, that part's a cinch, no problem.
But, yeah, I think you got it.
Yeah, yeah.
But,
no doubt.
Yeah.
I mean, you got a crew here that's not going to let me go to sleep. So it's easy this way.
Damn right. But it was just so cool. Like, you know, there's about, you know, a good, you know, 20 or 30 people, like, in the front bar at the Loop Lounge, and that's all we were talking about. You know?
Really?
As soon as everybody came in, you know, as soon as anyone came into the front door, it was like, hey, what's up? And the first thing they would say was, hey, listen to Jonesy today, you know. And as soon as everybody left, you know, that was what they were doing when they left. You know, we hung out there for a couple hours, had some beers, and, you know, we're all going to tune into Jones when we got home, and sure enough, and I hope, you know, anybody who's listening right now is going to call in and support, because, oh, excuse me, got to take a deep sip, but,
You enjoy, you savor that beer.
I'm trying.
Beer is to be savored.
How you holding up now?
I'm doing fine. I've discovered that when you have a beer in your hand, you should savor it, because you might not have that beer in your hand for a few days.
Are you, indulging at all now?
No, I'm not doing anything, man. Right. I haven't even done a coffee yet.
Good, man, because I knew you were on that O'Doul's kick for a bit, and that kind of...
Oh, I had one O'Doul's tonight. It just gives me something to hold in my hand. It makes me feel like a grown-up again.
Right.
You know? Because, I mean, a lot of being in here is being babied. People are, you know, okay, now you go in there and wash yourself. Stuff like that. You have 5 minutes.
Nice. It's good to know that people out there are looking out for you, man.
Oh, yeah, they're taking good care of me here.
So what's the deadline here? What's the final... What time period are we looking at where you can actually clinch it?
Well, the record will be broken on Monday morning at 10:34 a.m.
Nice. Okay, cool.
And from there, we'll see how far we take it.
Wow. So now, if you go over like say a minute over the record, are you going to hang it up or are you just going to keep going?
Well, rather than go 1 minute over the record and stop, I think I'd rather come 1 minute short and just say, the hell with this, I don't really need the record. And then you have CNN Live, and you have, like, all these news crews standing around you, and everybody just stares at you, and their jaw drops to the floor.
Oh.
I mean, that would be spectacular. Think about that.
No, that
would
be like no joy in Mudville, man. No, you can't
do
that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it would be the coolest thing I ever did, but so many people would be disappointed, and so many people would be let down that I can't do it. But it would be the coolest way to end this stunt. And who knows? You have to tune in to find out if Jonesy's really going to go that extra minute.
Well. We'll be tuning in. I mean, I'm heading back to Boston tomorrow, and as soon as I get home, I'm logging in, getting on the web stream.
Yeah, you better get on your stream early.
But it's just nice.
It's liable to explode come Monday.
That's right. But the cool thing is, I'll be getting the lads together up in Boston, so we'll all be tuning in. You know, I'm rooting for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just nice to be back in Jersey, actually hearing you on like real airwaves. That's really cool.
That's great, man.
So, but anyway,
glad you're out there.
Oh yeah, we're all rooting for you, man. I sent you an email, and you'll probably read it later. But don't want to sound too provincial and like alienate your non-Jersey listeners. But you know, living in Boston, there are quite a few things I miss about my home state. Taylor Ham, Uncle Floyd, and most of all Jonesy.
Yeah, thanks, man.
So,
well, maybe we'll take care of two out of those three things. Maybe we'll try to get Floyd on the line in the next day or two.
Oh sure, yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
How much is it going to charge you?
No, I think he'll do it. I've spoken to Floyd before. We were going to do a remote at his club at some point.
Or over Colucci's?
No, Uncle Floyd now has a club, a restaurant.
Oh, no kidding.
In Wayne, yeah, called Uncle Floyd's.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I'll have to stop by there. next time I'm in.
Yeah, it's like a dinner place, I think. And Floyd plays two nights a week, like Tuesday and Thursday or something like that.
Oh, wow. Because I used to go see him over at Colucci's playing piano.
Yeah, I know. He used to do the piano bar thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely, I mean, you, Floyd, and Taylor Ham, as far as I'm concerned, that's, you know, things I always carry with me when I'm away from Jersey.
It's cool to hear you put it that way. Uncle Floyd, Jonesy, and Taylor Ham. That's a nice threesome.
In no particular order.
Right.
But, you know. Anyway, Jonesy, I'm going to run.
Okay.
And all the best to you, man. I know you can do it.
Thanks, man.
And expect a call. Oh, that's one thing. Last night, your Frank Sinatra set at 2:45 when you played Set 'Em Up, Joe,
right.
Off the Road, that knocked me right out. That was
you were up for that, huh?
Solid, yeah. That was great.
I kind of felt like people were missing the Sinatra set because it was in the middle of the night.
I was there.
We did some more last evening.
That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent, Jones.
Thanks, man.
All right, man. Keep up the quality. Keep up the good work. And see you in the record books.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye-bye. Bye. Jonesy, 201-200-WFMU. And I only tell you that because I'd like to toy with you and have you all get busy signals. You're on the air.
Hey, Jonesy.
Hey.
I just got home from the Loop, too.
Uh-huh.
That was cool. I can't believe that guy just said he just got home from the Loop. As soon as I got there, I was like, I'd rather be home listening to Jonesy.
I'm glad you are.
Like, totally.
Mm-hmm.
This is unbelievable. I'm obsessed. I can't stop listening.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be, right?
You feel okay?
Oh, I'm fine, yeah.
I'm a little worried about you.
Nah, come on, don't worry.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm fine as can be, man. People are taking good
care
of me.
You sound good.
Yeah, I mean, listen, do I sound...
I heard you go through, like, little periods where you didn't sound that good.
That's the way it is.
You sound so good right now.
Yeah, you go through little periods where you don't feel that great.
I'm so happy.
But that's all right.
Drew wants to talk to you, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Chelsea!
Hey, Drew, how are you?
What's happening, man?
I'm just doing my radio show.
You sound great, man. Everything's happening. My brother's listening. All my family's listening.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucking great.
Oh,
sorry.
God, I gotta hang up on you there. Bye, Drew. You're on the air.
Hey, Jonesy.
Yes.
Hey, man, I love you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
Long-time listener, man. I pledged to your show, and this is great. You're like one of my favorite DJs, and I can't even believe you're doing this. I think it's great.
Thanks.
You know, you sound really good. I don't know. Actually, you know, one time I met you, you DJed for a friend of mine's art party once at the CBGB's gallery.
Me and Ro?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, that was a great
one. That was great. It was kind of, you know, it's cool to see, like, the...
You were there.
The face behind the voice, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But this is amazing, man. You know, you're going to do really... I already know you're going to get it, so I just hope you don't get a big head when it's all over, you know, and disappear or something.
Nah. I'm getting a big head now. I mean, I'm really enjoying the fact that everyone's out there saying such nice things, but...
Well, you know, man. I mean, you put on a great show.
What did you think when I said we were going to do this? What do you think compared to what it is?
Well, you know, I don't know. I heard you talk about it at one point, but you know, I didn't know if you were serious or not. You know, but also I just quit a job that had me on Sunday brunch. For a long time, and
so
it was
you,
really freaking me out.
And so you weren't really hearing what's going on?
Huh?
So you didn't really hear what's going on when it was announced, I guess?
I heard about it, actually, I guess, last weekend.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't know how to take it, you know. It's kind of like I was cleaning the house and I heard it, you know.
Yeah, it was no big deal until it happened. Well, it was the same when I said I was going to do it. It was no big deal until it happened. I mean,
right,
that's why I couldn't sleep the night before. Because you didn't really expect May 25th to ever come. Sunday never comes, man.
It always comes.
Apparently so.
Well, you know, tomorrow's going to be pretty good for you because I figure, you know, you've been doing the Sunday show forever.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll just be like second nature. Like your body will be ready for it. You know what I mean?
That's what I kind
of... Regardless of however much sleep you've had, it's like almost genetically ingrained in you, you know?
I kind of thought that going into this, but I quickly started forgetting, like, you know, where I was and as far as, like, what day of the week it is. So,
well, that's not important, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'm going to realize it's Sunday, except for the fact that Burns will be there with me. And,
he'll give you good support.
Party in the parking lot.
He'll give you good support.
And, yeah,
all
absolutely.
All your listeners are going to be listening.
Absolutely.
I'll be listening.
Yeah, wouldn't it be cool for, like, the regular listeners who don't know that we're on yet, and they tune in tomorrow at 12 noon, and they think Jonesy's just, you know, two sheets to the wind or whatever the expression is when...
You know, I never understood what that meant. I heard that on a Tom Waits record, and I've been trying to figure it out.
It means, like, it pretty much means you're half in the bag. You're drunk.
Oh, really?
You know, but if you tuned in at 12 noon tomorrow and you didn't know this was going on, and here I am talking about how, like, I've been up for 4 days or 3 days or whatever, you wouldn't... You might not... It might be interesting. I mean, I bet there's going to be somebody that tunes in tomorrow at noon and doesn't know what's going on.
Definitely. It'll be kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, just don't blow your wad on the,
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, you can't crank it up like you usually do. You know, you're doing really great. Just jog right through it. Keep your pace.
Mm-hmm.
Do you, drink like some sort of vegetable mixed drink or something?
I drank the most disgusting thing the other night, man.
You know, well, that stuff's good for you, man. Raw vegetables is pure energy. I don't know if they have any side effects. Like, you gotta go to the bathroom a lot, or
yeah, that would
they
be
knock
a bad
you
one.
Out. But you know, I'm sure somebody there can find out for you.
Everyone is trying. Yeah, and everyone's telling me, trying to tell me the best things to do.
Because, yeah, you know, drink water. You know, smoke cigarettes. That sounds good. That'll keep you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, don't go crazy on it. But yeah, you know, I also wanted to say I was talking to my girlfriend about you today, and I heard you're Frank Sinatra set, not last night, you know, the night before, and it was really nice, you know. It was kind of late. I was just, you know, laying down the bed, got off work, turned the radio on a little bit. It was a little too loud, actually, for me to go to sleep. Turn it down, and you started throwing on that Sinatra, man. It's really good, you know, and it's like the way you play, it's kind of like from someone that just doesn't just listen to Sinatra, you know. You also listen to Zeppelin.
Right.
A lot of other bands, so you kind of have a rock mentality playlist on it, you know? Like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of glad you didn't play any, like, CBS stuff, to be honest. Or,
well, I've been doing quite a bit of that, I think.
Yeah?
You know? Well, it's been, like, a lot of hours of programming, so I'm sure there was a lot of CBS
programming
mixed in there.
I've been hearing you all day.
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything.
But you sound really good, man.
Thanks.
You know, you really, you put on one of the best radio shows I listen to.
Thanks.
You know?
I think I should probably move along because category being DJing and everything, I should try to breeze through a couple of calls quickly.
Right on. Okay, man. Well, you know, I'm behind you. I think a lot of people are behind you. It's very exciting, and you're great, man. You're going to do it. I know you're going to do it.
Thanks.
All right, man.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Okay, for the other people holding, I'm going to try to breeze through you very quickly, but I'm going to be fast here because we've got to move along, right? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Jonesy?
Yes.
Hey, what's up, man? How you doing?
Good, how are you?
Not bad. Oh, I can't believe I got through.
Yeah,
you don't put anyone on hold or anything. It just keeps ringing.
Yeah, it just keeps ringing. I'm sorry, but I have to be pretty quick because we got to get back to music.
Oh, that's cool. Well, listen, I'm actually, you know, a DJ for my college station and trying to make a go at this. And I think this is an awesome idea, this little stunt you're doing.
Uh-huh.
What's cool about it, though, is I've noticed I've done, like, four-hour shifts
that
feel like 74 hours. The fact that you're doing 74 is amazing.
Yeah, well, this one feels like a four-hour shift so far.
That's awesome. So, what was the longest you ever went before you actually are trying the 74-hour thing?
Probably like 30 hours or something like that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good prep. Yeah, because after four, I'm usually done. What kind of music do you usually play on your show when you're not doing this?
A lot of the same stuff you're hearing. Yeah,
uh-huh.
I mean, a big mixture of everything.
That's cool. Well, listen, man, I think it's cool that so many people are actually listening and rooting for you and everything. Because I know radio is kind of dying out, or it seems like it, but this is definitely...
Not my book, man. It'll never die.
This is definitely a cool idea. And with the fans supporting you, I mean, just talk to them for the next 40 hours, and it should be cool.
Well, unfortunately, I can't because I've got to get back to the DJ thing.
That's cool. Well, listen, man, thanks for taking my call. It was good talking to you.
Okay.
Take it easy, man. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, I think actually we better move back to music. The problem is, I'm sorry for the people who got stuck on hold, but problem is Jonesy spends too much time with each call when we need to be DJing, because that's what the record's all about. It is the Marathon DJ record. And we'll play some requests that we have here momentarily. Let me play this next one here that's queued up there, whatever the hell it is, first. Or this one. All right. This here is the Fleshtones, A Motor Needs Gas. And the Fleshtones and the Swingin' Neck Breakers will be live with us on June 10th at the Loop Lounge, unless, of course, I'm still broadcasting from here. Here are the Fleshtones, A Motor Needs Gas. Jonesy, that's not it yet. Here is the Jimmy Castor Bunch. It's Just Begun. Jonesy, it's just begun. And this is the Edgar Winter road work, still alive and well.
Gonna do a little rock and roll for y'all. If anybody wants to, anybody run rock and roll? Doesn't sound good enough for me. I said, does anybody want to rock and roll? That's a little better. You ever take a look, see who's left around? Everyone I thought was cool, 6 feet underground. Don't you know they tried to get me lots of pounds, and now they're reaching out for you. I got out, and I'm here to say, maybe you could get out too. Whoa, whoa, feel alive and well. It's kind of hard to tell. Still alive and well. Still alive and well. Still alive and well. Every now and then I know it's kind of hard to tell. Still alive and well. Rock on, John. Rock on. I think about the past, only break me down. Shining down. Feels so good, you know, down there. Baby, when you're way down low, take the shape, it's a whole earthquake. Whoa, 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 whoa. I'm still alive and well. Still alive and well. Every now and then I know it's kind of hard to tell. I'm still alive and well. Sing it again now. Still alive and well.
Jonesy.
Yeah! I'm gonna rock and roll a little more, I think.
Here is Kool & the Gang, Hollywood Swinging.
Hey, hey, hey. always wanted to get into a band, to sing my songs, and I've become a bad piano playing man. So here I am in this Hollywood city, the city of the stars, movies, women, and cars. Well, I guess I'll stop. What you got to say?
Jonesy. As Cool and the Gang, Hollywood Swinging. And here we have a request, I think. Where the hell's the... is that it? No, that's not it, is it? Yeah. Okay. Jonesy, I just got home from work and you're kicking, baby. Have somebody go and get you a few of those power bar things. I don't need nothing. Look at me. I did this much on adrenaline. They are loaded with vitamin B12. They will make you positively giddy. B12 by itself is good, too. How about a little Aerosmith train kept a rolling? It's apropos, and I'll dance around Sarah in San Diego. And here is Aerosmith, train kept a rolling. The hits just keep on coming.
New York City, I'm walking down that old
Jonesy. Glenn Jones, still on your radio. He won't go away. I'm going to stay on radio so long that all these people who are saying how captivating it is will be trying to petition to get me off. Keep doing it until they're tired of it. Here are the Talking Heads. Stay up late. People. That was the Talking Heads, but I said that already, right? Now I'm second guessing myself, which is bad. Bad, I tell you. Bad. You better not go to bed. They might not be up in the morning. Stay Up Late by the Talking Heads. Here is the Village People with Hollywood.
Change your name, you'll dye your hair out there. So follow the rules, don't win a heist unless it comes with a pool. Buy some new clothes, and then you got to be cool.
You're gonna be a star, big star.
Listen here, find a beach if you need a tan. Then time to act as though you're in great demand. Think first class, don't ever think second.
Village People Hollywood. Here is Al Green's Full of Fire. UFMU East Orange, WXHC Mount Hope. Al Green, Full of Fire. Here is the Barqués with Holy Ghost. Jonesy. Glenn Jones, Up All Night. You go back to busy? Yeah, but you. Ken. Wake up, Ken. Wake up, Ken. Are you ready to come see me? Steve Lawrence, Edie Gourmet, Black Hole Sun. What the hell is this?
In my eyes, indisposed, in disguise, as no one knows, hides the face, lies the snake, and the sun in my disgrace, boiling heat. beach. Neath the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come?
Start a ring, cold and dead. Steal the warm wind, tired friend. Times have come for honest men, and sometimes far too long for snares. In my shoes, a walking sleep, and my youth I pray to keep. Heaven send hell away, no one sings like you.
Black old sun, won't you come to wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come,
won't you come?
Till you all just disappear. Black old sun, won't you come and wash away the rain? Black old sun, won't you come, won't you come? Black old sun, won't you come?
Glenn Jones on your radio. Here is Tom Waits, Blue Valentine.
That's why I'm always on the run. why I changed my name. And I didn't think you'd ever find me here to send me blue valentines like half forgotten dreams, like a pebble in my shoe as I walk these streets. And the ghost of your memory, baby, is a thistle in a kiss. It's the burglar that can break a rose's neck. It's the tattoo, broken promise I gotta hide beneath my sleeve. I'm gonna see you every time I turn my back. The guilt will get these bloodstains off my hands. It takes a whole lot of whiskey to make these nightmares go away. And I cut my bleeding heart out every night. And I'm gonna die just a little more on each St. Valentine's Day. Don't you remember I promised I would write you these blue valentines, blue valentines, blue Valentine.
Go to sleep. That's Tom Waits, Blue Velvet. I'm sorry, Tom Waits, Blue Valentine. Go to sleep, everyone. I'll be here tomorrow. Don't worry. You go to sleep. Here's Bob Dylan, Blind Willie Meter. soul.
Seen the arrow on the dark road, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I traveled through East Texas, where many martyrs fell, and I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie down. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down. The stars above the barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody big plantations burning. Hear the cracking of the winds. Smell that sweet magnolia blooming. See the ghost of slavery's ship. I can hear them tribes mourning. Hear them take us there.
Sleep. Go to sleep. I'll be here when you get up. Here's Mary, Queen of Arkansas by Bruce Springsteen.
Where we can go marry, where I can get a good job and start out all over again clean. Oh, I got contacts deep in Mexico. Servants have been seen.
Sleep. Right. Lindsay will wake you up. Here's Neil Young with Helpless.
Leave us helpless.
Jonesy. Just sitting here listening to the radio. Here until further notice. And then afterwards, I'll be at all tomorrow's parties. The Velvet Underground.
Thank you.
Jones. Just sitting here listening to the radio like you. That's one thing we all have in common. That and somebody to wake us up. Or to wake you up, anyway. This here is Nightmares of the Night by Dana Dane.
Hello, I'd like to see Dr. Slumber, please.
Do you have an appointment, sir?
No, I don't, but tell the doctor it's urgent that I see her.
Well, just one moment. Dr. Slumber? Dr. Slumber, there's a young man out here named... Excuse me, what is your name?
Oh, tell us, Dana Dane. Thank you. Well, I walked into the office. What did I see? A well-shaped body with the back to me. Sitting in a chair, whipping a white gown. She said,
Dana Dane, won't you please lay down?
She said that she wanted to reveal her face. Till my hour was up and I was on my way. Now we got to the matter of why I came there. I said, Doc, I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Just your imagination, our reality. Just keep telling yourself to then make believe. She said, relax yourself, won't you tell me once so I can diagnose and see what must be done. I lay back my head, try to inhale, caught my breath, and then I said, well, right one morning I was late for class. Had a fresh pair of friends with Gucci on the glass. Girls, they was hawking, dudes, they was talking. So the doggy dog female, I kept on walking. She was on it hard, there was no denying. Should've seen what this female was trying. Grabbing on my shirt, tugging on my slacks, pulling on my zipper, boy, I had to hold her back. Word up, Doc, on the ultimate. Now if I never saw a creature, this girl was it. I kept on walking, had to leave this place, but she was all up on me, breathing in my face. You may think I'm lying, no, it's just a dream. Your girl had the baddest breath I'd ever seen. I couldn't think straight, though I was doomed. Heard the bling, 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 it was time for homeroom. I stepped real quick, she tried to play it sassy. She almost ran me down, this nasty, fat, nasty. Dipped to the stairs, running blind. Into my homeroom, ran through my mind. Got to the fourth floor, standing in the door. Girlie watching me walk down the corridor. The guys, they were jealous and getting mad. And all the girlie wishing they had that class I had. Got to my classroom, expect to see the teacher. Who did I see? That ugly black creature. Paused for a minute, standing in the door. Then it broke out when the girlie went raw. Word him up, Doc, couldn't stand the smell. Heard a 3D when she was fat as hell. I ran out the school, I didn't look back. I tell you, Dr. Slumber, this girl was whack. And that's about the time when I awoke. And I smelled that awful breath that almost made me choke. Now tell me, Dr. Slumber, how can it be that this dream somehow became reality? I can't go to sleep because I'm so damn scared. Because I keep having these crazy nightmares. Nightmares of the night. Reality. Just keep telling yourself that they'll make believe. Listen, Dana Dane, I think I have the cure. But I have to hear one more before I'll be sure. I lay back my head, tried to concentrate. Then I told her the nightmare about the blind date. Had a blind date with the girl named Anita. The fever's the place I suppose I meet her. So did her body with a vicious butt. How did I know she was a marvelous mutt? This lady I met was as ugly as hell. Couldn't go in the jam with this female. I was tough and hard, she thought it's a wagon. Couldn't let her know I was here with this dragon. Grab the hand, dip the Harlem world. But I left this other lady for another girl. Now this other female, her name was Denise. Couldn't get no rap, could they follow the beast? Everywhere I turned, everywhere I looked, there was Anita the beast. She could not be shook. I dipped, I dived, I ran, I thrived. But there was no place that I could hide. Cause she was sniffing me out like a hunger bloodhound. Her tail in the air, her nose to the ground. Only thing left for me to do was to set her up with this other dude. Now this other dude, he was real upset. Cause this ugly female, he didn't want in check.
check. He started acting wild, even called me a faggot. What could I do? He had a choo-choo automatic. I dipped into the crowd, made my way to the door. Bumped into the topic and I hit the floor. When I looked up, what did I see? I saw Anita the Beast looking down at me. I couldn't try to play, you couldn't try to pretend. Like the ASPCA, I had to take the dog in. Nightmares of the night. Your imagination of reality. Just keep telling yourself that they're make-believe. Now I'm pleading Dr. Slumber, I just can't bear to have another one of these crazy nightmares. Then all of a sudden she turns around and staring at me with that old white gown, with a Catholic smile, showing all her teeth. Was that ugly female, I need y'all to be,
Dana, honey, wake up. What's wrong? Wake up, honey. You're just
having a nightmare.
Jonesy, this is It Takes Two. Rob Basin, DJ Easy Rock, DJ Easy Rock.
By the sounds of MC Raw Face and DJ Easy Rock.
Jack.
or stage or on record. Go to the Wiz and select it. Take it off the rack and the rack to the back. I like the Whopper, the Big Mac. If you want static, so let's go. So, throw up your hands, go for what you know. Bro, I got an ego. Yo, talking to me? No. Oh, plug robbers in the front and you rockers on the back up. We're not soft, so you better just slack up. Cause I'm cool, calm just like a breeze. Rock the mic with the help of EZ. Rock on the set, the music play. Only touch the records that I say. You ready now? One, two, three, get loose now.
Jonesy. This here is Johnny Jenkins and I Walk on Gilded Splinters.
Thank you.
Walk on Gilded Splinters, Johnny Jenkins. And here, WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Here's Hound Dog, All Fired Up, All Shook Down.
Fired up.
as my final act during this particular stunt, I'm going to swallow a bottle of Salmonex tomorrow at 10 o'clock, 10 p.m., a bottle of Salmonex, and I'm going to fight it off through the night. Because I can do this standing on my head, in spite of the fact that people looking in on the web are probably scared because they keep seeing Jones close his eyes. You know, look at him, he's falling asleep now. But that's all calculated, because I've discovered that the roller coaster effects of not sleeping in a long time. And so you go with the roller coaster. That's my determination anyway. What do we have now? Smokey Robinson with Let Me Be the Clock.
Let me be the pendulum that strikes your chest.
Oh, I think I'm going to fall asleep. Oh, oh, I'm in trouble now. I'll never make it even to the party. I'm going to have a fill-in during my own show because of my stupid decision to try to do this. Oh, my. Oh, it'll be the first fill-in I've had on Sunday in years. Oh, it's all my own fault because I said I was going to do this. Oh, and I never should have done it because I can't possibly do this. Oh, no. Uh-oh, now what do? The Longest Day, City of Prague.
Thank you.
Glenn Jones, The Last Man Standing. That will be me. And we're closing in on it. Here is American Trilogy. I'm having trouble with my speech impediment again, with my damn tongue. American Trilogy by Elvis Presley.
Oh, I wish I was in the land of cotton. Old times are not forgotten. Look away. Look away, Dixieland. Sing it, fellas. Dixieland, I was born early, Lord, one frosty morn. Look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much.
Well, I outlasted him, didn't I? And I say that with the greatest of respect. Elvis Presley, just the older I get, the more I love him. as a kid, I really, really loved him and thought he was cool, but I didn't know why. But now that I'm an older man, which I hate to call myself, but now that I am an older man, I look at him in awe to have one one-thousandth of his presence, talent, charm, or any of his incredible qualities. Man, imagine what you could do with it. Here is Leon Russell's Tightrope.
I'm up on the tight wire. One side's ice and one is fire. It's a circus game with you and me. I'm up on the tightrope. One side's hate and one is hope. But the top hat on my head is all you see. And the wire seems to be the only place for me. A comedy of errors and a falling. Like a rubberneck giraffe, you look into my past. Well, baby, you're just too blind. See, I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude seems to get to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But hang on, show for you to see. Past. Well, maybe you're just too blind to see. I'm up in the spotlight. Oh, does it feel right? Well, the altitude really gets to me. I'm up on a tight wire, flanked by life and the funeral pyre. But I ain't gonna show you to see.
Jones, her Nick Cave and Shane McGowan, What a Wonderful World.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I watch them bloom. What a wonderful world.
I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day and the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
the colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? What they're saying is, I love you. I hear babies cry, watch them grow.
They'll learn much more than I'll ever know.
And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
It's almost time to start getting energy again. Or energetic, I should say. Here is Shaggy and Otis, Strawberry Letter number 23.
Hello, my love. I heard this from you. Red magic sat playing.
This is Al Wilson, La La Peace Song. George Jones, Radio Lover.
He kisses her goodbye and heads for the radio station. Oh, he hates to leave her, but he's got another show to do. He knows she gets lonely, so he lets her know he's thinking about her. And though millions are listening, she knows who he's talking to.
Coming to you live like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheating songs. He's open everybody out in radio land. Find the love just as true as mine. Good night, angel, sleep tight, darling. Close your pretty brown eyes.
home by your side. She's laying in bed as her DJ tells her that he loves her. It would break his heart if he knew she wasn't there alone. She knows when to cheat and when to tell her lover to leave her. She knows they'll be safe just as long as his show goes on. He planned a surprise for the night of their first anniversary. He taped his show just so he could be home with her. The radio was playing, and as he walked in on her, her lover, he heard himself saying the last words that they ever heard.
Coming to you live like I do every night from the heart of your radio. I play a little sad and I play a lot of glad and a few old cheating songs. Here's open to everybody out in radio land. Find a love just as true as mine. Good night, angel. Sleep tight, darling. Close your pretty brown eyes. When the show is over, your radio lover will be home by your side.
Here is Nilsson and Jump Into the Fire.
Oh!
the normal TVOD.
TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. TVOD. I don't need a TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TVOD. TVOD. I don't need no TV screen. I just stick the aerial into my skin and let the signal run through my veins. TVOD.
Up. Frank Sinatra, If I Had You.
I could show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change those gray skies to blue if I had you. And I could leave the old days behind, leave all my past, I'd never mind. And I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb the snow-capped mountains. I could sail the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king deer, uncrowned, humble or poor,
known. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. I could climb the very highest mountain, or I could sail the mighty ocean wide. I could also cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be a king, crowned or uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do if I had you. If I had you.
Here is Frank Sinatra, When the World Was Young.
It isn't by chance I happen to be a boulevard deer, the toast of Paris. For over the noise, the talk and the smoke, I'm good for a laugh, a drink or a joke. I walk in a room, a party or ball. Come sit over here, somebody will call. A drink for monsieur, a drink for us all. But how many times I stop and recall. Are the apple trees blossoms in the breeze that we among, lying in the hay, games we used to play, while the rounds were sung, only yesterday. Wherever I go, they mention my name, and that in itself is some sort of fame. Come by for a drink, we're having a game. Wherever I go, I'm glad that I came. The talk is quite gay, the company's fine. There's laughter and lights and glamour and wine and beautiful girls and some of them mine. But often my eyes see a different shine. Are the apple trees sunlit memories where the hammock swung
on our backs we'd lie, looking at the sky, till the stars were strung. Only last July, when the world was young,
and here is Frank Sinatra's This Town.
This town is a lonely town, not the only town like this town. This town is a make-you town or a break-you town and bring you downtown. This town is a quiet town for a riot town like this town. This town is a love you town and a shove you town and push you round town. This town, this town, it's a use you town and abuse you town until you're found town. This town is a losing town. It's a miserable town. It's a nowhere town. And I am leaving this town. You better believe that I'm leaving this town. Man, it will never be uptown. It's bound to be downtown. This town.
This is called Magic Town at WFMU East Orange, WXHD Mount Hope. Magic Town by the Vogues.
They told me the streets were all paved with gold, but these dirty sidewalks are gray and concrete.
Where's the good life they said could be?
send for you. They said in this town you get rich in no time, but here I am and I'm down to my last dime. I just don't know why I bother to try when nobody gives a hang if I live or die.
Jones here. Okay, this is Red Simpson. I'm a truck.
Hello, I'm a truck. You've heard songs about truck drivers. Many times their stories told, how they pulled out of Pittsburgh for 6 days on the road, about the Feather River Canyon and climbing the old grapevine, that old roadhouse down in Texas and the girls they've left behind. You've heard their tales of daring, and I think that's just fine. But if you can spare a minute, well, I'd like to tell you mine.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double clutching, gear jamming, coffee drinking nuts. They'll climb their way glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Well, there he sits in that cafe, drinking coffee and telling lies. Probably telling them how he topped that hill 10 miles back. He ought to tell them how he missed a gear and that Volkswagen bus full of hippies passed us like I was sitting up on Jack's. Or how we took that curve over on 66. Hadn't been for me hanging on the shoulder, we'd have both wound up in the ditch. If we're on time, he takes the credit. If we're late, I get the blame. Up those hills with shutters open, my stacks are running flame. My tackle running red lights, sucking diesel from the tanks. I'd take him south and bring him back without a word of thanks. So now you've heard my story, and I guess it's my tough luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks. No double-clutching, gear-jamming, coffee-drinking nuts. They drive their way in glory, and they have all the luck. There'd be no truck drivers if it wasn't for us trucks.
Look at him sipping coffee and flirting with that waitress. And what do you think he left me? That's right, next to a cattle truck. Why couldn't he have put me next to that little pink Mac sitting over there? Gosh, she's got pretty mud flap. And talk about stack, they're both chromed. Well, he'll be coming out in a minute, and he'll get that bar, and he'll go around and beat on the tires. You know, for 2 pints of pizza, I'd have a flat on the inside too. Ha, that fixed him. I never did like the way he drives anyhow. Think she's God's gift to waitresses. He never gives them a tip. Well, I know what he's gonna do now. He's gonna take out that tape cartridge of Buck Owens and play it again. I don't know why you don't get a Merle Haggard tape.
And this is Johnny Cash. As I start to slur my words with 25 minutes to go.
Well, they're building a gallows outside my cell. I've got 25.